We certainly have reason to honor the members of our law enforcement agencies at all levels for the work that they do and the risks that they take without any hesitation. Women in law enforcement deserve, I think at least, an extra salute while never asking for special favors or breaks their entry into this service to community at a level beyond clerical work or meter maid role has taken an unfair amount of time, but it's getting there. The reasons are varied, but the trend for women in law enforcement has accelerated. Joining us now to discuss the dedication and service of women in law enforcement and how it's being recognized by the National Law Enforcement Museum is their CEO, Marcia Ferranto. How are you today, Marcia?
Good morning, Chris, and greetings from Washington, D.C.
That is where, of course, the Law Enforcement Museum is, and on the web, lawenforcementmuseum.org, and learn more about their facilities and what they offer, what the ways that they honor the heroes both in the museum and the memorial, which is one of the must stops you have to be at if you do travel down to D.C. Women in law enforcement, Marcia, I'm looking at the history, and they were there in roles in the beginning, but it was, in a way, almost nursemaids to convicts. It was a lot of years and a lot of time before opportunities were afforded to women in law enforcement.
Sure. It dates back to the 1800s, Chris, where women sort of served a social service role in law enforcement. And we started to see an uptick in women choosing law enforcement as a career. Probably in the 80s, it started trending up. But still, we're only looking at 10 to 12% of the industry represented by women. And we're focused this month, the month of March, here at the National Law Enforcement Museum, on attracting, retaining, and advancing more women in the industry.
And how do you plan on going to do that? Because it's, well, just think of the challenge. You're trying to ask someone to get into a career or dedication where challenges are going to be in front of them even before they start.
That's right. So law enforcement is truly a calling because you can imagine, you know, people that are choosing this as a career choice really have a calling for serving their communities. And one of the things that we're trying to do here at the museum, well, at the campus, on the campus, is that we are on one side of the campus, we are focusing on the memorial, which is honoring those women and men who have fallen in the line of duty. And then on the other side of our campus, where our new museum is focusing on walking in the shoes of law enforcement so that we can educate the nation, both men and women, and our communities on the importance of law enforcement and how law enforcement interacts with those communities.
I did see you have a special event on the 18th of March where it sounds real valuable because you have women who are walking in the shoes, literally, coming forward to say, here's what it's like and why I've made this a part of my life.
That's right. We are very excited about our program on March 18th. It's going to be a panel discussion moderated by Director Regina Lombardo, who's the director of ATF. And Director Lombardo was very passionate about attracting more women into the field. On this panel, we're going to have women who are actually serving in the field currently at high levels, some that are retiring out. We also have some cadets. A cadet will be represented, a woman who has chosen law enforcement. She's very early in her career, in her education. And we're going to be discussing some of the barriers and some of the reasons why women are not choosing law enforcement, and talking about how to advance them into the highest levels. In non-traditional roles for women, we don't see a lot of women leaders. And we're going to talk about how can we get more women in leadership in law enforcement.
That could be an analogy where women in law enforcement leadership in the low numbers probably rivals women in CEO seats in the business world. And it's just, you know, what's missing that is making that door wider and more accessible for women?
So I think you're absolutely right. And I think that what is missing is opening our nation's minds to non-traditional roles for women don't need to remain non-traditional, number one. Number two, that we get the men involved, the men that are serving in these roles, to encourage women to come along. We don't have enough people choosing law enforcement, much less women. So our law enforcement folks that are serving now are playing an incredible role in helping us attract more people into law enforcement, as well as our exhibits here at the museum, where people can come visit and they can walk in the shoes of law enforcement. They can see what it's like to weigh evidence and solve crimes, to experience 911 emergency call center. They get to experience surveillance and wiretapping and examine a crime scene. They can hear from a real interrogator and understand, you know, the techniques that are used by law enforcement. And more importantly, after their experience, their hands-on interactive experience here at the museum, they leave here understanding that law enforcement is not what is depicted on television.
So with Marcia Ferrento, who is the CEO of the National Law Enforcement Museum, lawenforcementmuseum.org. is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Thinking of media and law enforcement, Marsha, I mean, you can go through the various eras of television and movies, and maybe the good comparison, only because it's back on one of the digital channels, the TV show Cagney and Lacey. I remember when the show got canceled and there was an outcry, and the CBS actually broke down, brought it back, turn up the calendar to today, and there's the supposedly new show with Edie Falco that's revolutionary. Why? Because it has a woman in leadership of a big city police department. That's how indicative of that, or how much of a negative is that, thinking that, why would that have to be revolutionary? Shouldn't that be normal now?
Well, unfortunately, yes, it is, you know, what is going on in our country right now when it comes to actually around the world in advancing women. But these role models, these shows that, you know, the TV is depicting women as these leaders, they're important. I don't know how accurate they are, but they certainly open the minds of young women. And I, you know, applaud Hollywood and our TV stations, our networks, for producing these kind of shows, because these are the kind of things that will resonate with young women, and we can get more women to choose law enforcement as a career choice.
Which I'm assuming, I think correctly too, is one of the reasons, the purposes, the goals of the National Law Enforcement Museum. And your museum is unique because where museums typically are there to educate, I think what your organization and your presentation does, it also advances the cause and the appreciation of law enforcement, and it opens that door. I think maybe, I believe you're part of the process that will make that doorway wider for more women to say, that's something I should be doing.
Absolutely, and we have gone beyond just education here at this museum, and we are more involved in interactive opportunities for our visitors. Old people, young people, we have experiences here at the museum that will resonate with every generation. But most importantly, whether our visitors are deciding on their career path, or whether they are coming to understand law enforcement, or whether they're coming to understand how law enforcement connects with communities, every visitor that we have coming through the museum will leave here with better knowledge, and I believe will help us establish a safer country for our citizens as well as our law enforcement officers.
And certainly an appreciation for the men and women who run toward the danger that everyone else is running away from. And they have their event, Breaking the Blue Ceiling. If you're doing some traveling in D.C., if you're listening down there in the stream on March 18th, to learn more about this event and the entire facility and what is offered by the National Law Enforcement Museum, as well as the memorial section, you can visit the website, lawenforcementmuseum.org. We've been talking with their CEO, Marcia Ferrento. Marcia, for the honoring that you do for the law enforcement who is serving us today and who has served us in the past, and for the way that you make it accessible for people to learn more and appreciate more how much more these men and women deserve respect, thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having us.